there were two distinct sounds at BB&T Ballpark yesterday afternoon. One should be familiar to anyone who's walked by the Uptown site in recent months. The beep of cranes as construction workers put the finishing touches on light-up signs and other parts of the ballpark. But the second sound hasn't been heard in Charlotte since the late 1980s. The distinct pop of a minor leaguer firing a baseball into a catcher's mitt. The Knights held their first practice in Charlotte yesterday, after roughly 25 years of playing in Fort Mill. As players tossed around in the outfield, pitcher Dylan Axelrod says even though the team didn't move that far,
seems like it's a world away, really. Like, this is completely different, and standing at home plate, you have the whole skyline, you know, basically behind center field and right field, and it's, you know, the sun shining on it, and it reflects, and it's really, you know, shows off the city really well.
Axelrod and several other players say it's easily the best view in the minor leagues. The city of Charlotte and Mecklenburg County combined to commit about $15 million for BB&T Ballpark. Its total cost was four times that amount, around $60 million, according to Dan Rakowski, the Knights' chief operating officer.
Not a lot of work, no question about that, but I think the reward is what we have is a beautiful place for our players to play and for our fans to be a part of.
Rakowski says the Knights have already sold out the roughly 1,000 club seats this season. Opening night is Friday, April 11th. For WFAE News, I'm Michael Tomczyk in Uptown.